堂听 class.com。
故事模仿秀，学讲中华精粹故事。惊弓之鸟。
Bird startled by the mere twang of a bowstring. In the Warring States period, there was a man in the state of Wei called Geng Lei. One day he said to the king, I can shoot down birds by simply plucking my bowstring.When the king expressed doubt, Geng Lei pointed his bow at a wild goose flying in the sky, twanged the bowstring, and the goose fell to the ground. Geng Lei said, This goose has been hurt in the past. Hearing the twang of the bowstring, it assumed that it was doomed, so it simply gave up trying to live. This idiom means that if one has been frightened in the past,One's will may become paralyzed in a similar situation. Mao Sui recommending himself. In the Warring States period, the state of Qin besieged the capital of the state of Zhao. Duke Pingyuan of Zhao,planned to ask the ruler of the state of Chu personally for assistance. He wanted to select a capable man to go with him. A man called Mao Shui volunteered. When the negotiations between the two states were stalled because the ruler of Chu hesitated to send troops, Mao Shui approached him brandishing a sword. At that, the ruler of Chu agreed to help Zhao against Qin.This idiom means to recommend oneself. Going south by driving the chariot north. Once a man wanted to go to the south, but his carriage was heading north. A passerby asked him, If you are going to the south, why is your chariot heading north?The man answered, My horse is good at running, my driver is highly skilled at driving a carriage, and I have enough money. The man didn't consider that the direction might be wrong. The better his conditions were, the farther he was away from his destination. The idiom derived from this story indicates that one's action was the opposite effect to one's intention.
画龙点睛。
Putting the finishing touch to the picture of a dragon. In the Southern and Northern Dynasties period, 420 through 589, there was a painter called Zhang Sengyu. Once he visited a temple and painted on the wall four dragons, but gave none of them eyes. The onlookers felt that this was odd and asked why he hadn't painted the eyes.He answered, Eyes are crucial for dragons. With the eyes painted on, the dragons would fly away. Nobody believed this, so Zhang Sengyu took up his brush and added eyes to two of the dragons. No sooner had he finished than the two dragons flew into the sky amid a thunderstorm. The two without eyes stayed painted on the wall. This idiom is used to describe how whenWriting or speaking, one or two key sentences will enhance the contents.
画蛇添足。
Drawing a snake and adding feet. In the Warring States period, a man in the state of Chu was offering a sacrifice to his ancestors. After the ceremony, the man gave a beaker of wine to his servants.The servants thought that there was not enough wine for them and decided to each draw a picture of a snake. The one who finished the picture first would get the wine. One of them drew very rapidly. Seeing that the others were still busy drawing, he added feet to the snake. At this moment, another man finished snatched the beaker and drank the wine, saying, "A snake doesn't have feet. How can you add feet to a snake?" Citium refers to running a venture by doing unnecessary and surplus things. Showing off one's proficiency with the axe before Lu Ban, the master carpenter. Lu Ban was supposed to be a consummate carpenter in ancient times. It is said that he once carved a wooden phoenix that was so lifelike that it actually flew in the sky for 3 days. Thus, it was considered the height of folly to show off one's skill with an axe in front of Lu Ban. This idiom excoriates those who show off their slight accomplishments in front of experts. So angry that one's hair lifts up one's hat. In the Warring States period, Lin Xiangru, chief minister of the state of Shao, was sent as an envoy to the state of Qin to ask the ruler of Qin to return a fine piece of jade to Shao. But the ruler of Qin was rude and unreasonable. Lin was angry, and his hair stood up so stiffly on his head that it lifted up his hat. This idiom came to be used to mean being extremely angry. A lying hunger with pictures of cakes. In the Three Kingdoms period, 220 through 280, the king of the Wei, Cao Ri, wanted to select a very capable man to work for him. He said to his ministers, "When choosing a talented person, always beware of one with a false reputation. A false reputation is just like a picture of a cake. It can't relieve hunger." Later, this idiom came to be used to mean comforting oneself with unrealistic thoughts without solving practical problems. Sitting by a stump, waiting for a careless hare. In the spring and autumn period, a farmer in the state of Song was one day working in the fields when he saw a rabbit bump into a tree stump accidentally and break its neck. The farmer took the rabbit home and cooked himself a delicious meal. That night he thought, "I needn't work so hard. All I have to do is to wait for a rabbit each day by the stump." So, from then on, he gave up farming and simply sat by the stump waiting for rabbits to come and run into it. This idiom satirizes those who just wait for a stroke of luck rather than making efforts to obtain what they need. Basking in reflected glory. A tiger caught a fox in a forest and was just about to eat it when the fox said, "You mustn't eat me. I was sent by heaven to rule the animals. By eating me, you will violate the command of heaven. If you don't believe me, just follow me to see whether the animals are afraid of me." The tiger agreed and followed the fox as it walked around the forest. The animals all ran away on seeing them. The tiger thought they were afraid of the fox, so he let it go. He didn't realize that it was him that the beasts were really afraid of. This idiom means relying on another's power to bully or frighten others. The Fox and the Stork.
狐狸和鹳.
Once a fox invited a stork to dinner. He put nothing on the table except some soup in a very shallow dish. The fox could easily lap up the soup, but the stork could only wet the end of her long beak in it. When she left the meal, she was still very hungry. "I am sorry," said the fox. "The soup is not to your taste." "Please do not apologize," said the stork. "I hope you will come to my house and dine with me soon." A few days later, the fox visited the stork. He found that his food was put in a long bottle. and the mouth of the bottle was very narrow. He could not insert his mouth into it, so he ate nothing. "I will not apologize," said the stork. "One bad turn deserves another." The Dog and the Wolf.
狗和狼。
A wolf was almost dead with hunger. A house dog saw him and asked, "Friend, your irregular life will soon ruin you. Why don't you work steadily as I do and you get your food regularly?" "I would have no objection," said the wolf. "If I could only get a place, I will help you," said the dog. "Come with me to my master and you shall share my work." So the wolf and the dog went to the town together. On the way, the wolf saw that there was no hair around the dog's neck. He felt quite surprised and asked him why it was like that. "Oh, it is nothing," said the dog. "Every night my master puts a collar around my neck and chains me up. You will soon get used to it." "Is that the only reason?" said the wolf. "Then goodbye to you, my friend. I would rather be free." The Cage Bird and the Bat.
笼中鸟与蝙蝠。
A bird was confined in a cage outside a window. She often sang at night when all the other birds were asleep. One night a bat came. He asked the bird why she was silent by day and sang only at night. The bird answered, "Last year when I was singing in the daytime, a bird catcher heard my voice and caught me in his net. Since then, I have never sung by day." The bat replied, "But it is useless to do this now that you have become a prisoner." Then he flew away. The Frogs and the Well.
青蛙和井。
Two frogs lived together in a marsh. One hot summer, the marsh dried up, so they had to leave it and look for another place. They soon found a deep well. One of them looked down and said to the other, "This is a nice cool place. Let's jump in and settle down here." The other frog was much wiser. He replied, "Don't be so fast, my friend. If this well dries up like the marsh, how would we get out again?" The Eagle and the Arrow.
鹰和箭。
An eagle was flying in the sky. As soon as it saw a rabbit, it swooped down on its prey. Suddenly, it was hit by an arrow. It fluttered slowly down to the earth, and blood was pouring from the wound. When the eagle looked down, he found that the shaft of the arrow was feathered with one of its own plumes. "Alas," it cried, "we often give our enemies the means of our destruction." Belling the Cat.
老鼠开会。
Long ago, there was a big cat in the house. He caught many mice while they were stealing food. One day, the mice had a meeting to talk about the way to deal with their common enemy. Some said this and some said that. At last, a young mouse got up and said that he had a good idea. "We could tie a bell around the neck of the cat. Then, when he comes near, we can hear the sound of the bell and run away." Everyone approved of this proposal, but an old wise mouse got up and said, "That is all very well, but who will tie the bell to the cat?" The mice looked at each other, but nobody spoke.